Minor Talk is live. We're presented by Jack in the Box here. Consolation game victory right there. And UTEP gets it done. Wow. They had to battle through adversity. It's a quality win right here for the Miners. And just when everyone was out on UTEP, just when everybody sold all their stock on UTEP basketball, UTEP goes out there and puts out a 76-66 victory over North Dakota State. I don't think it erases how disappointing yesterday's 12-for-27 free throw effort was, but tonight was a good finish for the Miners. The biggest issues that have plagued this year's team. Number one, it started with rebounds this year as a whole in general. This year tonight they won the rebound margin. Number two, it was about 3-point percentage and opposing 3-point percentage. They held to the Bison to shooting only 3 of 16 from beyond the arc. And number 3, closing out games. The Miners closed this one out with a 10-0 run in the final minutes of this game right here. It's huge. It's huge. And for the Miners and for them able to make this one happen, they needed this one in the biggest ways possible. And that's where we start today's show. 915-505-6009. Look, UTEP needed this victory in any way possible. The big storyline from this one, and the big one that you could take away from this game, was the ejection by head coach Joe Golding. And we saw this in the first half. Golding argued a call that went against the Miners. He was fiery. He lit into the coach, to the refs, and he was very upset about a call that went against the Miners' side. And after that argument right there, and after he argued in favor for the Miners to get that one, he was tossed. He had the double technical foul, was thrown out of the game, and assistant coach Jeremy Cox filled in to close out the rest of the game. In the second half, the Miners were able to rally back. They were down 36-32. They were able to rally back in the second half, and particularly in the final 10 minutes is when the Miners really started to lock in. But this was a close game all the way through. It was pretty much tied, essentially, all the way through. And the Miners were able to put some distance, separate themselves. They end up winning by 10 points right here when it's all said and done. Some people already on social media talking about Jeremy Cox in a really positive way and how he helped guide the Miners in tonight's victory. Others are already talking about how in this game, the Miners were really lucky to get this game and kind of thinking about it like, oh, well, finally UTEP gets their first Division I victory against a Division I opponent. And all those things can be true, right? I think that this year's squad has been through ups and downs. A lot of people will harp on the downs over this past month plus since non-conference tipped off in early November. And for the fans to hold this team to a higher standard, I get it. This is year 5 of head coach Joe Golding here at this spot. And now turning the page to Conference USA play, UTEP needed any positivity that they could hang their hats on. And that's what tonight was all about. Getting a 10-point victory against a team who has now dropped back-to-back games. But prior to that, they were coming into the Westar Don Haskins Sun Bowl Invitational as the hottest team on the market. And also, they almost won yesterday's game against UC Irvine to go into the championship matchup. So 5 in a row prior to this one. They also have won 10 of their last 11 games prior to coming to the tournament. And now the Bison will kind of take a step back after losing back-to-back games here. But credit the Miners for finding a way to get a victory under their belt. Albeit, the Bison didn't have their best score in Damari Wheeler-Thomas. Still, no excuse. Miners didn't have their head coach in Joe Golding for the better part of this game. And for UTEP, again, you need any positivity on your side. Maybe the ejection helped, bring UTEP together in the locker room and kind of rally around that adversity that UTEP faced in this one right here. Maybe they just finally woke up when it came to putting a full product on the floor together. And there were stars tonight. I mean, no doubt. Elijah Jones, career best, 24 points. I think Caleb Blackwell is on a pretty good streak right now of playing solid basketball. Jamal West Jr., 15 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks, a steal. That's the stat line that you want to see from him, along with 5-for-6 from the free throw line. That's exactly what you want to see from a guy like him. And then Bai is playing well off the bench for UTEP here during this stretch. So UTEP got some production off their bench. They rode pretty much their starting five the entire game as much as they could. And assistant coach Jeremy Cox closed out this game. I'll ask you, Jason, you know, we've seen a lot of people on social media already say it, that they feel like there was a spark after head coach Joe Golding was thrown out. And maybe the team needed a bit of a wake-up call, maybe like a bit of a chip on their shoulder going into the second half after seeing their head coach get ejected in this game.
Of course it gave him some juice. If I saw my head coach get booted out like that of the game, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to win. And they really did. It seems like they put together, like you said, they really locked in the second half of the game. And I enjoyed the play calling that Jeremy Cox had. He assumed the role and he took it and went with it.
You know, they were down 64-62. There was 5 minutes to go. And at this point, I thought, UTEP's losing this game. We haven't seen it, right? All season long, we have not seen the Miners rally back and close games out against quality opponents. But against North Dakota State here today in this matchup, the Miners were able to finish the game on a 14-2 run, including a 10-0 run to close out the game. Think about that, just what they had to do defensively. I get it. A little luck came their way because the North Dakota State free throws were just simply not falling in the second half. They were 4-for-8 from the charity stripe. But still, the Miners were able to keep them scoreless for the final 4 minutes. That's big by this defense. And I think the defense took a big step up tonight. The way that they weathered through the adversity and the bad loss yesterday, that's another plus for this group right here. And before we get too overly excited about everything right here, I will say that this is just a good way to finally close the chapter on what has been a bit of a lackluster non-conference play for the Miners, you know, losing all the games they did. But finally, turn the page to Conference USA. They are now 4-7 overall, and they take on La Tech, Missouri State, and FIU on the road. Miners will have to be battle-tested on the road moving forward. And I know, you know, we might not get a lot of callers here tonight. It might be tough for callers to still be positive or to try to think positive thoughts despite because of the record that we've seen from UTEP so far. But, you know, we'll be fair, right? We can criticize this team when they perform poorly on the field, but at the same time, we got to give this team some props when they're able to pull out big wins like tonight was. And I would consider tonight their first big win of the entire season. I wouldn't consider the St. Thomas home double overtime win as a solid victory for the squad. It was tonight. It was beating a team like North Dakota State, who is a 10-5 squad, the way that they did by 10 points on their home floor. So credit the Miners for rallying back, backs against the wall, needing desperately to win a game and getting it done here tonight. 915-505-6009. We're brought to you by Jack in the Box, where cravings don't have a curfew. They're open 24/7, 365. Hey, we're getting ready for the holidays. If you're getting tired of all the holiday meals or just need to ditch the family just for a little bit or bring the family out for a little run and a treat, check out Jack in the Box. All their locations here in town, locally owned and operated. Big fans of Jack in the Box are presenting sponsor here on Miner Talk as we continue. Jeremy Cox joined Voice of the Miners John Teicher after the game for the post-game press conference. Talked about how this was a much-needed win. They executed the game plan. The biggest thing that they were looking for is to take away the three-point shot from North Dakota State, and look at what they did, holding them to just 19% from beyond the arc. Jeremy Cox talked about how he thought that all 13 of the guys executed the game plan at a high level. And look, when Jeremy Cox rejoined this squad this year over the offseason, it was one of UTEP's sneaky best offseason acquisitions. And it's because of his work and what he's able to do with bigs in particular. Jamal West Jr., 15 points tonight. Finally, he's starting to kind of come into his own over these last four games or so. And he's become, you know, an interior presence offensively for the Miners. Elijah Jones, 24 points. You're getting a lot of production off him. You're getting points from Kasim Watson, who, again, pours double-digit points in this matchup. 10 points, 5 rebounds in tonight, or in today's matchup here against North Dakota State. Not to mention, Bai is starting to really progress, develop as an off-the-bench, reliable front-court presence player. He only had a point today on 1-for-2 free throw attempts, but he had 2 total rebounds in 8 minutes. So he's able to be active, able to make his presence felt. And tonight, not a lot of minutes from Trey Horton. You know, he's 0 for 2 from beyond the arc. That would make it 0 for 8 from three-point land in the Westar Don Haskins Sun Bowl Invitational. Saw a little bit of C.J. Smith. Saw a little bit of Bobby Montgomery Jr., who had a nice bucket in this one. Saw Jordan Hernandez come off the bench as well. El Paso's own, the America's Trailblazer standout. So a lot of guys, a lot of different players checking into the minors tonight. But it wasn't like, you know, yesterday head coach Joe Golding in the postgame show was disappointed. Rightfully so, right? They lost the game to Norfolk State in the first game of this Invitational. And he was pretty upset about the loss. And one of the things that I found it pretty interesting that he was talking about is how he said how they were going to shake the tree and try to find some different players who really want to play on the floor for them in a productive manner, or the way that they want to play basketball, right? And tonight, we got a chance to see a lot of different players, but who gets the bulk of the minutes, right? It's the starting five. It's KJ Thomas, Caleb Blackwell, Kasim Watson, Jamal West Jr., and Elijah Jones. Those guys hung in throughout the entire game, and the only guy out of the starters to not score in double figures was KJ Thomas, who in this game, 4 assists, 2 turnovers. Better game than yesterday, that's for sure, from him. And then in this one off the bench, you got 19 minutes off Cassius Brooks, who only had 2 points, by the way. And then you got 10 minutes from Trey Horton. Everybody else, it was a mixed bag of everybody else trying to sub in and out. And in the first half, I thought it was a bit gimmicky. But in the second half, I thought they just stuck with the guys who they thought would take them to the finish line. And they closed out with that same starting five to finish out those final 5 minutes. So credit the Miners for getting this one done. They had to weather a couple different storms. And yeah, I feel like I would say for this squad right now, as it stands, they needed any bit of positivity on their side going into, let's just call it what it is. It's a tough stretch of Conference USA play that is coming their way. And for the Miners, they need to be kind of mindful of this three-game road stretch, right? You can't go and, you know, go on the three-game road stretch after losing 5-6 in a row going into conference play and then just expect to turn things around. It was good that they started that quote-unquote turnaround process, or just trying to get the season going the way that they want it to go here tonight in the consolation game, right? You can't go 0 for 2 in the Westar Don Haskins Sun Bowl Invitational. That just can't happen. And so for the Miners to dig deep, get a 10-point victory after a 1-point loss that was disappointing last night against Norfolk State, I'll credit the Miners. I think this was their first big win of the season, and I think it should be celebrated in that way here tonight. La Tech is the first matchup on the road in Conference USA action for the Miners. Then it's Missouri State. Then it's Florida International. First off, with the Bulldogs of La Tech, they're 7-4. They've got wins against teams like Alcorn State, Indiana State, and Louisiana. Ken Pom would consider their best win against Indiana State, by the way, who they split a two-game series with. One over there and one in Ruston, Louisiana. They have losses to Nevada, Indiana State, Georgia Southern, and Tulane. So that's your Louisiana Tech Bulldogs right there, who are okay. I would say they're decent right now. And, you know, for the Miners, maybe it's a winnable game. Maybe it's a game that you can kind of keep within 5 points or so. And then Missouri State is 5-5. This is a team right here whose best win is against UT Rio Grande Valley, 74-67. They have also beaten Oral Roberts as of late. They've lost games to Arkansas State, UT Arlington, Tulsa, and Xavier. They're a 5-5 squad overall. And then as far as Florida International goes, they just had a victory today over in a meaningless game. They're 7-4. They have victories against the likes of Florida Gulf Coast, and they even have wins over squads like LIU, the Sharks. So there you go. That's the three opponents for the Miners. It's kind of a mediocre stretch in terms of Conference USA opponents. So the Miners will have a chance to at least win one of those three, but you can't go 0 for, in my opinion, when you're looking at UTEP basketball. You can't go 0 for on this road swing when you host Middle Tennessee and then Western Kentucky right after that. You have to try to continue to build on this momentum, this bit of momentum and bit of spark that you got here tonight. The biggest issue I have seen from UTEP basketball all year long is consistency. And if UTEP's able to turn the corner find ways to close out games, find ways to rebound by committee, find ways to get buckets on their side and score points offensively, then yeah, they can be competitive in conference USA. And the team that we saw tonight, surely they could, you know, be a team that is feisty in this league. But it's a night-to-night thing, and you don't know if UTEP's going to come out as a Jekyll or if they're going to come out as a Hyde in these games. And that's what they look like right now. They're inconsistent. They had a big victory tonight, and this is one that you try to build upon, not one that you just try to shake off and say, hey, well, you know, great one for us. Let's raise the banner. Let's talk about how exciting this one was. Quick memory, quick turnaround here for UTEP as they have this matchup against Louisiana Tech next Monday to start Conference USA play. And guys, I think that's pretty much how we're going to wrap this one up. No Sal Montes, no Zay Galindo. It's just me and Jason Tafoya here tonight. Let's run down some of the superlatives. I just want to say this for Elijah Jones and what we've seen this year, right? The double-digit scoring effort is one thing, but I really like Jeremy Cox talking about him extensively in the post-game show and what he's truly meant for this group right here. He has leveled up his performance in such a big way that I never thought Elijah Jones could be this good. And tonight, he was outstanding. 8-for-10 from the field. He was 2-for-5 from the three-point shots and the three-point attempts that he had. 24 points overall in 30 minutes of action. He needs to get more rebounds. That's where he needs to be a little bit more active. Only 4 tonight. And he had a steal as well. But Elijah Jones, he has had double-digit scoring efforts in every single game this year for the Miners. That's a tough task to have in itself. And this streak that he's having right now is an impressive one. We saw the potential that he had ever since he joined the Miners back in 23-24. And this is the product of a three-year guy who's really tried to develop through the process, through the system, and try to earn his minutes here with head coach Joe Golding, earn the trust with his coaching staff as well. And I think that's what he's doing, man. I'm very proud of where we've seen the growth from Elijah Jones. And for somebody who decided to return to the squad and be one of the kind of focal points of this team, I think he's risen up to the occasion. And his talent, you're just seeing it on a night-to-night basis. His talent is oozing right there. He was one of the big reasons why UTEP ended up winning here in this matchup tonight. Let's go to Twitter and X before we wrap up the show here on the program. Let's go to a couple tweets that came our way. Pinky, too bad we still need to compare all UTEP coaches to Coach Haskins, but Coach Haskins definitely showed us what it takes to be a winner. This is from Tristan Pence. Congrats to the Miners and assistant coach Cox. UTEP came out fired up to start the second half and really got the job done on defense in the final minutes of the ball game. The Miners got quality minutes from Cassius Brooks by and Jordan Hernandez. Number two, UTEP has 4 quality players in Caleb Blackwell, Elijah Jones, Jamal West, and Kasim Watson. The offense should run through those players. Montgomery needs more playing time. Hopefully this win will get the Miners some momentum heading into conference play. Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas to you, Tristan Pence, and your entire family. I appreciate you chiming in, and appreciate you always hanging in with us here on Miner Talk as we continue. A couple other ones to mention here on the program. I'm going to save the ones that were just tweeted to me off the post that I threw out there from the ejection from head coach Joe Golding. Keep those away from now, and we'll talk more positivity as far as this one goes, because everybody was just harping on Joe Golding and getting ejected from this one right here. I'll say this, if you're trying to draw any type of positives out there, a positive is the fact that despite losing Joe Golding and despite him being ejected, the Miners were able to rally and go out here in this matchup pretty stout, and this was a solid one for them in this one right here. This is from James Baca, the notorious banker, who's a instigator, I should say, on Twitter and X. I'll leave this to the UTEP basketball analysis for an expert, but I have a simple business-minded question. Why is the Sun Bowl Hoops tournament not held 2 days before the football game? There was less than 1,000 people in the Haskins Center tonight. You would have had more tourists in town. I would just say this. I mean, when they're winning, attendance is never an issue. You start the game at 1 o'clock and attendance won't be an issue. Like, they will definitely draw fans if they're able to have some wins, have some sustained success, and do it that way. So that's how I would answer that question or that comment right there, is that, you know, when UTEP's winning, things are good. And when they're not, It's just it's one of those organizations and one of those programs that just won't have that type of success or won't get a lot of praise on their side. So there you go. There's kind of the wrap up right there. But hey, I would just want to give a big shout out to all of the listeners out there. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to everybody out there here in the Minor Talk militia that we call them. UTEP getting a big victory tonight, 76-66. No one wants to talk about this one right here. No one's ready to jump on board with this squad, and I don't blame them. I mean, this is a fan base right here that's kind of they're in a down place right now. Between football, men's basketball, I know they're getting some success in volleyball and women's basketball right now as it stands, but in the money-making sports like football and men's basketball, been a bit of a down year in 2025. They're ready to go to 2026, Jason. They're ready to turn the page on this terrible year and get off to a better year next year, and that's what even assistant coach Jeremy Cox said, that he really wants that to happen for the Miners.
I agree, and I have to agree with what he said in his interview right now. Hopefully the positivity spreads into the tough games that they have up ahead. And yeah, I think you're right. The more that they win, the more that we'll have the fans. And unfortunately, this is a fan base that's been used and abused. And so with that, I hope that the positivity does spread into 2026.
Yeah, me too, man. We'll see. For all of us here in the Minor Talk community and the group, we wish you happy holidays, Merry Christmas one more time. We'll be back in action next week. UTEP taking on Louisiana Tech. For Jason Tafoya, I'm Adrian Broaddus. We're signing off, and thank you so much.